This Friday, April 28th, marks a National Day of Mourning. It's an event that is recognized across Canada and, well, internationally as well. To talk about it, we have the Vice President of the Grey Bruce Labour Council, Dave Trumbull, joins us in studio. Hi, Dave. How are you today?
I am tremendous, and thank you for having me.
Great to have you to talk about this very important National Day of Mourning. I guess, tell us what the day is, what's the history of the day, and why is it important for people to think about it on Friday?
Well, the history of the day is quite important because it was actually first instituted by the Canadian Public Employees in the early 1990s. And, you know, we passed the 25th anniversary a little while ago of Day of Mourning, and it's actually recognized by the Parliament of Canada as well as a day where we should stop and remember the workers that have been killed, made sick, and have been injured as a result of their workplace. And you're right, it is an international day now. It's commemorated in over 100 countries. And, you know, we always say, you know, and like the button on my jacket says today, you know, we mourn for the dead and we fight for the living.
And you wouldn't think that there would be many issues these days with workers who get sick or lose their jobs at work, but it does happen quite a bit. It does happen quite often, and it's important that, you know, workers are always vigilant and the public's always vigilant on making sure that proper safety procedures and everything exists in the workplace. And we wish we didn't have a day like this to have this, but unfortunately we do.
In fact, you've hit the nail right on the head. The theme this year, you know, the Canadian Labour Congress often tries to drive towards certain issues that are very topical. And this year is one about workers using their rights. You know, workers in Ontario and for most of the entire country, we have three basic rights. You know, the right to refuse unsafe work, the right to know the hazards in your workplace, and the right to participate in those solutions. And exercising those rights is actually something that will actually work to mitigate what goes on in our workplaces. But sadly, you know, even though the WSIB statistics would tell you there's about 70 to 80 deaths in Ontario workplaces every year, and they're not lying, that's true, but those are the acute ones. You know, the falls, the electrocutions, the struck by, the motor vehicle accidents. The reality of it is because of past exposures to, you know, horrible things like asbestos, illnesses and injuries, it's about one worker a day, you know, is deceased in Ontario from something related to their workplace every single day.
Wow.
And it's between 1,000 and 1,200 across Canada.
So likely much, much more than you'd imagine, and probably many more people than you would know from the top of your head have probably been affected by this.
In fact, if you look at the claims, I often talk to students about it. And I said, you know, if we had a situation where 300,000 people were made ill all of a sudden, we'd declare some kind of emergency. Yet every year, about 300,000 occupational illness and disease claims are made in Ontario alone.
If people on Friday are looking for any events where they have themselves a chance to stop by and maybe pay their respects for this International Day of Mourning, where would they be happening?
The one event that's really open to the public is in Hanover. It's on Friday. It starts at 10:30. We're very fortunate. Hazel Pratt Page, one of our past Labour Council presidents, will chair the event on our behalf. So that is open to the public. We also have a number of flag raisings that are taking place through the week. So even if you can't get anywhere, you can always stop by one of the flags and, you know, take a minute on Friday. Friday is the actual day. There are events do take place a little before and a little after to accommodate the various calendars of various towns and organizations. But we have flag raisings in Kincardine, Saugeen Shores, Brockton, Aaron Eldersley, Owen Sound, and I know, of course, Kincardine. I may have missed one in there, and I apologize if I did. But the good news is we're getting the towns to recognize it. And it is also a requirement for public buildings in Ontario on April 28th to lower their flags.
And if people want to get information on the Grey Bruce Labour Council and what they do, how would people best find them?
The quickest way is to the Grey Bruce Labour Council Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We also have some other stuff that goes on Twitter and stuff. But you know what? The Facebook page is by far and away the most current.
All right. And anything else that we need to know about the day or anything else with the Grey Bruce Labour Council coming up?
The Grey Bruce Labour Council, of course, will be involved in summer activities, you know, coming up. I mean, going from commemoration to celebration in June, of course, when we have the Kincardine Pride events. But all I would ask people to do is on Friday or thereabouts, much like we often do on Remembrance Day, you know, if you can't get somewhere around 11 o'clock in the morning, just take a seat, think for a minute about a friend, a coworker, a family member who has suffered in some way from something that took place in their workplace. Give them a minute, give them some encouragement if you can be there in person. And as they say, let's recommit to doing all the good things we can to mitigate those injuries and illnesses and worst of all, those tragic fatalities.
Dave Trumbull, Vice President of the Great Bruce Labor Council, thanks so much for coming in today to talk to us about such a very important day on Friday, the International Day of Mourning.
I really thank you for having me.